Okay, good morning. Thank you for that introduction. So in animal production systems, we know that feces and urine that excreted daily from these animals has the potential to come into contact with stormwater runoff during storm events. There's also the potential for leaching of these nutrients into groundwater. So here in the state of Florida, one of our major agricultural industries is equine. The last census in 2005 from the American Horse Council showed that there are almost 500,000 horses here in Florida, and many of these horses are managed on small acreage farms, and many of these equine operations are located near some of our more populated areas in Florida. So we have a lot of equine owners and small farms that are located in sort of what we call equestrian communities. And many of these are very near to our coastal waters, for example, even here in Tampa in Hillsborough County here. So again, this is something that in terms of industry in agriculture here in Florida, it could be a significant contribution to nutrients in surface waters as well as potential for that ground leaching. Many of our farms, even some of our smaller scale operations, it is not uncommon to visit some of these facilities and find that for many, many years, they on site have been stockpiling their manure. And it's not necessarily always in proper containers or even really located on a farm property where it should be relevant to other you know, hydrologic features and those kinds of things on the farm. So during the past 5 to 8 years, there has been a concentrated effort by the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, as well as our Florida Water Management Districts, to develop basin management action plans in several areas throughout Florida. This map on the right-hand side of the slide just gives you some idea of where we have recognized that we have impaired water bodies. And again, this is throughout the state, but you will notice that a lot of the development of these VMAPs are located in the central Florida area. So again, very near to where we are seated here today. But Ocala in Marion County is literally known as the horse capital of the world. We have many large and small scale horse operations in that central Florida area, particularly in Marion County. So the development of these VMAPs have been basically pursued in conjunction with some manure management and BMP educational efforts, one of which was also a collaborative effort between University of Florida IFAS Extension faculty, as well as our water management districts and DEP, to develop this small-scale horse operation BMP manual. So this is a little bit, so to speak, the Bible of what we are trying to do in terms of improving water quality here in Florida, at least at the level of these small-scale equine operations. One of the challenges, however, is that we have had many new faculty, regional specialized agents, and county personnel come on board at UF IFAS in the last maybe 4 or 5 years. So as we try to work together to put together programming and resources for these small-scale operations, we really wanted to understand our clientele better. So what we have done is we conducted a needs assessment of several of these small-scale horse operations. We wanted to assess their current manure management and disposal practices on farm, and we also wanted to investigate impediments to the adoption of manure BMPs on these small-scale operations. If we want to do a good job educating and actually implementing some of these BMPs, we need to understand what is being used and where we can make improvements. So we hypothesized that there is currently limited knowledge and implementation of manure BMPs among horse owners on these small-scale equine properties. So in order to assess the needs and current practices, we developed an online survey. We used Qualtrics to develop and administer this survey instrument. The questionnaire consisted of 20 questions with some key topic areas. We were interested in farm demographics, so again, just characterizing these small-scale equine farms, looking at the knowledge and implementation of manure management practices, and also the current interest in educational programming in this area. For our sampling frame, essentially, we don't have an exact response rate that we can calculate. The best way to reach many of these horse folks is through their breed and discipline organizations. So we actually distributed the link to the questionnaire through Qualtrics, through our West Central Florida Equine Organization listservs. This also made it to many of these organizations' social media sites, Facebook, et cetera. So it's a little bit difficult to say exactly how many folks we reached. We estimate probably maybe 400 to 500 people in total were reached. So a little bit about our respondent characteristics. What are we finding in regards to these farms? So we actually had 69 horse owners provide complete responses to the survey. If we look at number of horses on property and acres used for horses, number of horses on property, the majority of these folks own between 1 and 3 horses. There are very few that own more than 10 horses, so this was actually good. These are the folks that we are trying to educate, and so in looking at the survey, we did find that many of these were what we would classify more as small horse owner type of clients. In conjunction with that, also looking at acres used for horses, we see that many of these farms are what we would consider small farms or what we call ranchettes. So these are basically farms of between 1 and 5 acres. And one of the challenges that we find is in some of this data, yes, we have many of these small acre properties that only have 1 or 2 horses, but we also had a few that were identified as housing more than 10 horses on less than 5 acres. So really presents some challenges in terms of manure management. We did ask about bedding materials used because this has a lot to do with making recommendations and educating on manure management, especially if we're talking about maybe composting as an option for horse owners to dispose of some of their manure or manage that manure better. So we were interested in the type of bedding used. Most of my data that I'm presenting today, just want to point out that we did often in our questions let the respondent make the choice of check all that apply. So this doesn't exactly add up to 100% of respondents, or in some cases, the numbers are actually a little bit higher because they used a combination of bedding types or a combination of methods on farm. But in general, and this was what we expected, many horse owners, especially these small scale folks, really prefer to use wood shavings as a bedding material in their stalls. Very few used spent coastal or bahia grass hay for a medium to put as bedding in the stalls. And the other category was our other larger category, but many of these folks, their open-ended response to the other response was these horses are basically kept out on pasture. So there is really no bedding that's used, or they use stall mats only, or some in some cases just use sand on the surface of their stall floor. But many of these horses on these small operations are actually kept outside. It's much more extensive management. They're usually housed outdoors on pasture or paddocks. So in looking at some property features, there were a majority, literally almost everyone that responded to the survey indicated that they do have a drinking well, so a private well on property. When we look at some hydrologic features, and again, this is a combination of features that could be present on the property. So some people had more than one of these hydrologic features on site, but we had many of our respondents that did have a stream or creek, a pond or lake, or open surface ditches on their property. Others had wetlands, and then 43% indicated that they have none of the above, so no hydrologic features or surface waters on their property. We also asked, you know, after a heavy rain event, do you have standing water, areas of standing water on your farm? And again, a majority indicated that yes, after a heavy rain event, they actually do have pooling of water somewhere on their facility or property. We then moved into some questions regarding their awareness or familiarity with BMPs on farm, and a majority of our respondents were actually fairly unfamiliar with manure management strategies or practices for horses in particular. And then when we teased that out a bit further, so we actually were asking, you know, where you are in your operation, have you ever heard of certain recommendations for managing manure? So in particular, we asked them about if they were aware or familiar with manure setbacks from private wells, manure setbacks from surface waters. Were they aware that they should not be stockpiling manure in sinkholes or wetlands? If, you know, we have some good manure management practices already that some of our larger farms are implementing, and so we were interested in their opinions and their views on this. So we asked about whether they knew if it was good to store manure on impervious surfaces, or inside a container, and also under a covered area, or if they'd ever heard about putting, you know, basically creating vegetative buffer strips around their manure storage areas. And as you can see, in many of these categories, a majority of our small-scale horse owners were not aware of these practices. They really hadn't heard about them before in terms of asking about their awareness of these categories. We also looked at BMP knowledge overall and their confidence in their ability to implement manure management practices on farm. So we asked them two very specific questions. The first was, would you be able to explain to someone else how pollutants from horse manure on your property could end up in water bodies miles away from your property? And 47% of these respondents were not confident in their ability to even be able to answer that question. When we actually asked about manure management on their property, if they were confident that they could actually implement and protect water quality on their farm in the way they manage their manure, quite a few indicated that they were not confident. Basically, the other percentage here indicated that they were somewhat confident that they could manage manure in a way that would prevent impairments to water quality. In looking at their current manure management practices, so how is the manure currently managed on your farm? Again, this was a combination of methods that we found. Not everybody used one single method, but the majority we see basically pick out manure piles from their paddocks or their stalls, put it immediately in some kind of small spreader, and are spreading it almost daily on their property. So spreading on site, spreading on the property was very common, and that was followed by piling manure on site. So again, it looked like a majority were still just stockpiling this stall waste for manure on site on their property. It was interesting to us that, especially in this area, the Hillsborough, Manatee, Sarasota County areas, there are some folks that actually dispose of their horse manure with the household garbage. So they're just putting it in garbage bins and having that hauled away. And then again, there was some respondents that actively compost, or at least said that they were actively composting. One of the pitfalls here is we didn't actually tease out or define what we mean exactly by composting. I think there are a lot of horse owners that stockpile and put it somewhere, but they feel like that is composting. And certainly over time, yes, it will break down, but they're not actively managing or aerating. But it was a little bit hard to tell that from the question that we asked in the survey. So one of the open-ended responses that we saw, because we did give them some open-ended questions, they had a chance to basically give us a little bit further information on some of these questions. So one horse owner indicated, I pile it up in the front pasture at the highest point of my property. Another owner indicated that the property already had a pile on site when they purchased the property. So we just continue to add to it, and eventually they're going to try to get that hauled off or removed. So we also were interested in, you know, what are some of the barriers? If they're not that aware, if they're not currently implementing some of these practices, what are some potential barriers or challenges? So 19 respondents indicated that they use herbicides on their pasture, and specifically 100% of those using herbicide actually use an aminopyrrolid plus a 2,4-D product. This creates some challenges because even if they're composting, it may impact some of the marketability or further use of that compost. If they're spreading it on their own pasture grass at home, that's perfectly fine. But I think this is something that we're going to have to investigate a little bit more and maybe keep in mind as we're educating these horse owners and recommending BMPs for manure. Manure handling equipment was probably the biggest barrier. Only 22% of our respondents actually have access to a more powerful tractor with a front end loader. So actually, you know, again, actively composting or hauling manure from place to place is going to be a little bit more challenging for those folks. Some additional challenges included if there is a place in your community, so if we actually did start up some kind of manure co-op and there was a place that you could haul your manure, would you actually be able to get it there? Many respondents indicated they would not be able to. How much would you be willing to pay per month for manure removal? Majority would either not be willing to pay at all for this service or would only pay up to $20 a month. A few of our respondents are already utilizing some sort of manure hauling company or removal service, and this can range from $100 to $200 for a monthly fee for that removal. Horse owner interest in BMPs, we did ask them about their interest in attending educational workshops, participating in sort of that idea of a community manure co-op, and participating in low-cost manure hauling services. But essentially, we see, you know, we do have a lot of interest in coming to workshops and trying to understand manure BMPs a little bit more, which is good. That's what we're here to do, and so that was very helpful to know that they are interested. Participating in a manure community co-op, participating in low-cost hauling services, we had a majority that were only somewhat interested or not interested. So coming up with some other strategies is going to be very important. The preferred method for receiving information, most preferred was workshops. They also indicated that they would appreciate web-based resources and would utilize those. The next preferred category was books or magazine articles. The least preferred were actually horse expos, trade shows, and social media, which I actually found somewhat surprising now that we are so social media savvy these days. So we might need to think of some other strategies, especially for some of our older horse owners, because a lot of these folks are a little bit more middle-aged or some of our baby boomers. So in conclusion, some of the implications, many small-scale horse operations, at least here in West Central Florida, are not very aware of or are not currently implementing manure BMPs. We did identify multiple challenges regarding the willingness and ability of these small-scale equine operations to adopt manure BMPs, with most prevalent challenges being available equipment, maybe skill level or confidence in being able to do some of these strategies, as well as cost, so they're not really willing to pay. There is a need for further BMP education and resources, and especially what we need to do is develop some practical management manure management options. So some of our ideas, you know, again, we're trying right now to develop workshops and establishment of demonstration sites. We're hoping that that would facilitate more peer-to-peer learning, so horse owners are actually adopting and then showing other horse owners in the community how to do this. I think that might even be more effective than us always delivering the information. And we also would like to see agencies working together to provide support for adoption of BMPs, so whether that's more cost share for some of these small operations as one strategy, or at least just trying to do a better job of starting to effectively monitor what impacts we're having in the small horse community in terms of, you know, farms with and without some of these BMPs in place. So thank you, and with that, I'd be happy to take questions.
Thank you, Carissa, for the interesting presentation.